Planning and zoning.
Julia Dodds, planning and zoning.
Okay, and then the board?
Randy Lachman, board member.
Bill Leifers, board member.
Dave Parsons, board member.
Okay, approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Is there a second? Okay, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Approval of the August 20th minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. Application number 25348 of the Iowa City Coralville JCs by Tom Feldman. Staff report.
And the Tom Feldman and the JCs are requesting conditional use permit to host multiple special events. They are hoping to operate a corn maze, which will be known as the Field of Screams for the Halloween holiday. It will be open from 7:30 to no later than midnight on the weekends of October 10th and 11th, 17th and 18th, and 24th and 25th, and those are all Friday and Saturday nights. The property is located on the south side of Black Diamond Road, approximately 1,000 feet west of its intersection with Highway 1. Here is a location map of the property. It's kind of it's split by the highway there. As you'll see later, the field that the maze will be on is actually on the north side of the highway. The applicant is proposing to post a sign at the intersection of Highway 1 and Black Diamond Road to show people where to go for parking. And there will be parking available in the field along with the fences, and there will be no parking in the road permitted. Here is a closer view, and you can kind of see in this aerial photo that it looks like there's a little bit of a maze from past year, and the maze itself will just be located in the field here. The applicant's requesting to have minor electrical equipment be used, including, smoke generators and maybe some lights, but everything will be powered from one of two generators. The applicant has reported that there will be one porta potty on site and no running water will be used. The sheriff, the health department, and the county engineer have no objections. In conclusion, the applicant has received a conditional use permit for this event in the past, and staff believes that it appears that the event can apply with Chapter 8, 122 of the Johnson County Unified Development Ordinance. So staff recommends approval with the condition that the applicant has an inspection done prior to the event. And to do that, the applicant will have to apply for a special inspection and have an inspector perform a walkthrough after the site's set up and before the event begins.
Okay, any questions?
Is this normal on inspection?
Yes. I believe so, yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Last few years usually for the electrical.
Yeah, to check all the generators and things.
Okay.
Who actually owns the property? Is it Ed?
He has Ed something.
Yeah.
Coffrin?
Ed Williams.
Oh, it's a different one, never mind.
Is there anybody here to speak for the application? Is there anybody here to speak against the application? Do we have a motion?
I make a motion to approve with a condition of inspection.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Roll call. Discussion. Any discussion? Roll call.
Marr?
Aye.
Terrell? Oops, not here. Parsons?
Aye.
Lackender?
Yes.
Leifers?
Aye. Okay. Application's approved. Next application is number 25349 of Don Schroeder. Requesting a conditional use permit for a home business.
Yeah, Mr. Schroeder is requesting to operate Schroeder Law Firm as a home business on his property. It's located on the north side of Rapid Creek Road, approximately 1,500 feet east of its intersection with Charles Drive. The applicant is hoping to move his law firm into a 20 by 30 to space on the upper floor of a lean-to that is currently proposed. Here's the location of the property, just to the north of Rapid Creek Road. And here's a more zoomed-in look. The office will be located in this building here, and people coming to visit the office will enter right along this tennis court here. This office is proposed to be housed in that proposed structure, and there will be an office and a bathroom up there. The applicant has stated that his office has about 5 people who visit per month. Very few of them are walk-ins, mostly all via appointment. The water and septic will be provided by the existing well and septic system on the property. And law firms, visitors, as I kind of pointed out in the map before, will enter the existing driveway and drive over that tennis court, which has been dismantled, and park in front of the proposed structure. The applicant has also added that extra parking will be available on the tennis court if necessary. The county engineer has no objections, and in conclusion, it's staff's opinion that this business will be a low impact to the area and that is appropriate for the, it is an appropriate land use on this property, and staff recommends approval.
Questions?
So the structure doesn't exist yet?
There's a building permit right now that's been proposed.
And a lean-to is a type of structure?
Yeah, I don't know too much about it, but it's like a...
Could you explain it a little better?
We've got a building permit.
Ms. Tanter?
State your name and your address, please.
My name is Don Schrader, 4944 Rapid Creek Road. I've got a building permit that's actually on hold. It's actually a pole barn, a 36 by 6, or 32 by 50, or 64 foot pole barn with a 20 foot by 64 foot lean-to on it. So the footprint of the actual building would be 56 by, well, okay, now I guess I'm back to 36. The footprint is 56 by 64 with a long way running north and south, as his diagram indicated. And since the ground is so unlevel there, this is actually being built on a knob, and it's still my belief, not everybody agrees in terms of construction, that the least impact and the best way without moving a lot of dirt is to the 20-foot lean-to is actually just going, it's going to also be 16 foot tall. There'll be an 8-foot basement that I'll use for unheated storage, which hopefully won't freeze. And then I'll put my office in a wood shop or a workshop that I ultimately will be able to heat. And then the rest of it will just be a standard machine shop. They have a restroom. I don't have, in fact, as far as an average of 5 a month, I think since I've done this application, I've had 2 clients. Most of my clients come via either court appointments or over the phone or over the internet anymore. And I expect to see that not change. One thing I would correct is there's actually going to be, the building would be served by a new septic that we've had the engineer out, and Johnson County Board of Health approved a new septic tank for it. The other one, you could not add to that without going over the size based on the house. So it'll have a new septic that's approved, and folks are ready to go. I hope to at least get the shell of the building up and let the concrete and the wood get good and dried out before I actually do a lot of construction. This will be, like my office in West Liberty, very low key, low impact. You can't get work done if people are stopping by to ask innocuous questions all day. So when I'm there, I work, and most of my work is being done elsewhere, either in courtrooms or I do a lot of work with elderly people. A lot of times you meet them in a nursing home. China cases, you meet them at their homes or meetings in churches, but very seldom do you have these kind of clients come to your office. For one thing, most of them don't drive, and they're off at a distance or unable to drive. I drafted a will for a guy who was in hospice care at his sister's house a couple weeks ago. He couldn't be moved. He passed away last Friday. So sometimes you just got to meet people where they're at.
Okay. Any questions? Is there anybody else who'd like to speak for or against the application? Please step to the mic and state your name and address.
Hi, my name is Valerie Kafala. I live at 5134 Rapid Creek Road. And I have a concern about this property. I appreciate Mr. Schroeder wanting to consolidate, move his law office from West Branch to Iowa City. But I do have a concern about bringing non-farming businesses into this rural area. This is an area that is dedicated to graze crops, pasture crops. And it's actually a very quiet rural space. There is not currently a driveway there. There is an open grass way where individuals could presumably drive on to the what is the tennis court now. It's been the tennis court there. But it will involve bringing new construction, new traffic, and a disruption to that area. This property is approximately 2.5 miles off of the main road. So that is a very windy road with no shoulder space whatsoever. It's a rural road. And part of that road is put in gravel for part of the year. You know, it's not designed, this space is not designed to be a business space except for farming. So while I appreciate the desire to move the law office to his home and to build a space there that's convenient, I absolutely understand that. I'm just concerned about the foot in the door that this may bring to bringing more non-rural businesses out into a rural the countryside. There's certainly ample space and opportunity to have this somewhere else. It doesn't have to be out in the country. It doesn't have to be on the farm, dedicated farmland. So that's my concern.
Thank you.
Where do you live from him?
I live down the road about a mile down farther. Okay. Past
and
that.
Do you farm?
We have a farm, yes.
Do you farm there? Do you?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Would you like to address any of
sure.
those issues, Mr. Schroeder?
Yes. Well, first of all, and I can appreciate people's concern about businesses moving out into the countryside, but as I explained, I don't know if I explained it in this application, but I certainly did to laying out to the building and zoning people that one reason for moving this, I currently have an office in West Liberty, Iowa. It's just me. I'm a sole practitioner. I don't have any employees, haven't had for several years, don't plan on adding any employees. And my purpose in setting up this building is actually because I will have more use as we own an acreage of it's approximately 11.7 acres and it'll be used more for agriculture than it will for a law office. And as I move closer to retirement, the use of the office would actually change to being used for what I'm hoping to be the farm-based food processing type situation, which I believe is an accepted use out in the country. I've got 6 colonies of bees, or I think I've got at least 4. I mean, that's what I plan on doing is setting up the basement area as something that can be passed as a commercial kitchen and bottle and sell honey, if not there. And I don't really plan on doing that there. If I produced produce or honey, I would probably find a marketing stand to do it find a retailer, because you can either do one or the other. It's pretty hard to do both, especially if you're doing a lot of that on your own. But as far as the danger, there's other businesses that are out on the road that's one thing. There's live there, or they park all their stuff. I don't know that they create any sort of disturbance. This is, I'm not sure how much more of a disturbance it will be than it's been since I've lived there since February of last year, which I actually have an office there and I just don't have the storage space or to put copy machines and all of that in my house. But I've been working, I work at home if I'm gonna be in the Iowa City area, and then I go to my office if I'm down there or need to be able to use the stuff. Nobody even knows that I'm working there because it's essentially a home-based occupation. I was somewhat surprised, but then looking at the ordinance, if I were to hire an employee, then I would have to have a conditional use permit. But as a home-based occupation, without any employees or just using family members, I don't even know that a conditional use permit is required as I read the ordinances.
Okay, thank you. Is there any question? Is anybody else here to speak for or against the application? Do we have a motion?
I'd move to approve the motion.
For a second?
A second.
Okay, discussion? Roll call.
Parsons.
Aye.
Blackender.
Yes.
Maher.
Aye.
Nefers.
Aye. Okay, the application is approved. Next is application 25350 of Carrie M. Ray requesting a conditional use permit for a haunted cornfield.
Yes, another haunted attraction. It is going to be October. The applicant wishes for a conditional use permit to operate what he's calling a terror barn. It's going to operate on the dates in October listed below from 7:30 p.m. to no later to midnight. It's located on the east side of Half Moon Avenue, almost 4,000 feet north of IWV Road. There's IWV Half Moon. So some of the items that he's going to need for this business signs, he's proposing to place signs along Half Moon Avenue to make access to the public a little bit easier. He's also going to have signs to direct people to the proper place to park, which is going to be provided off the road. It's not going to be in the right of way, and he's aware of that, to the south of the property. And he's actually has a lease agreement to allow parking on an adjacent field. So here is the terror barn, and here is the entrance, and they can come in and park in this area here. So he's going to, as you expect, use strobe lights, fog machines, some other assorted props. He will have lighted exit signs inside the barn where necessary. And one of the conditions of approval we're asking is that a building inspector come in and inspect to ensure sort of the health, safety, and welfare inspection. He's going to have no running water or food or alcohol. He's going to have two porta potties. The health department has approved, recommended approval of this application. And staff is going to recommend approval condition that the applicant has that special inspection prior to the event.
Okay, thank you. The application shows it's an application for haunted cornfield. Is that
it's a there? It's a haunted barn. So.
It's a haunted barn. Okay. Any questions? Is there anybody here to speak for or against the application? Okay. Is there a motion?
I move to approve with the conditions that the staff has asked for. That there be an inspection prior to the event. The applicant will have to apply for that. And then an inspector will do a walkthrough to be sure that it's safe before the beginning of the event.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Roll call.
Parsons.
Aye.
Blackender.
Yes.
Maher.
Aye.
Nefers.
Aye. Okay, that application is approved. Various application 25351 of Kristen and Jordan DeGrazia. Front yard setback information. Staff.
Yes, the required setback is 50 feet. The requested setback is 44 feet. And the purpose of this variance is to build an addition onto a home, which will include a mudroom, family room, bedroom, and a bathroom. So here is Railroad Road. It's almost to Kansas. In this area where there is an existing rural subdivision, here is a more close-in view. This brown is the setback lines. You can see the house. And this is the addition. It's going to be right in the middle. And just this little corner right here is going to be sticking out, 44-foot setback. And also, as you notice, when this is a farmstead split lot, and when this subdivision was created, the applicant dedicated approximately 23 feet of additional right-of-way, which you can see these adjacent lots, the right-of-way from the center line to the property lines here. You can see that he has additional land dedicated as right-of-way. And if this right-of-way was not dedicated as a requirement for the subdivision, he would not need this variance. So therefore, the criteria hardship That's rather straightforward. Basically, I say the hardship and agreed to by the applicant is the right-of-way, so I'll just kind of skip through that. It's in your staff reports. And in conclusion, we feel that he has proven the hardship and that this house will not negatively impact the neighborhood, and staff recommends approval of this application.
Thank you. Questions? Is there anybody here to speak for or against this application?
I will.
Your name and address, please.
My name is Jordan DeGrazia. I'm the owner of 3053 Rare Road Southwest. Here we're asking for the variance. I think it's important when we're looking at the project, one of the things that we are keenly aware of as we're putting this addition on is that we're pretty exposed on that road. And what we want to maintain is the aesthetics of the property and the house as people are coming up Rare Road. We kept this in mind as we designed the house or designed the addition, because if we took this north or east, it would be a little more of an eyesore than where it was now or where it is now, because it's sort of tucked in this nook with the house. South would have been a problem. The other thing about going west is that it does not infringe upon the structural integrity of the house. So when we were working with our architect, Kevin Munson, we thought, how can we not unduly take the structure of the house and change it? We wanted to add to it. We wanted to keep the authenticity of a 1900s farmhouse. So that was some of the things that we had in mind as we did this particular project. Thank you.
Any questions? Anybody else here to speak for or against the application?
Kevin Munson, 3069 Rare Road Southwest, and our farm ground is the ground that you see on the south and to the east, and it was the farmstead split that actually created this lot. And so certainly I think this diagram by the staff really very simply illustrates the hardship of one lot in the middle of this having to have a bigger setback from Rare Road than the other neighbors. So it would be a little bit hard to justify that hardship in my mind. And so I'm speaking in favor of this change and the allowance of this small little corner to peak beyond the current setback requirement. So I support the family, the DeGrazia family, and wanting to preserve the historic character of the house and preserve the neighborhood. And so I speak in favor of this. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else here to speak for or against the application? I'll make a motion to approve 25351 application. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Is there a discussion? Roll call.
Maher.
Aye.
Parsons.
Aye.
Blackander.
Yes.
Meefers.
Aye. Okay, application is approved. Moving on, mileage. Any agenda items anybody else wants to talk about? And adjourn. Second for adjourn.
Yeah, right. Oh, this way.